The next concert in the Schreiber Hall concert series is the Belcher Quartet. This is their final stop on the North American tour. And I have in the WBJC studio the president of the Schreiber Hall concert series, Stephen Jacobson. Always a pleasure to have you in, Stephen. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
And although the group is based in London, they have really quite a United Nations in terms of their membership all over Europe, isn't that so?
That's absolutely correct. Their cellist is from Switzerland, the violinist is from Romania, and it's really an interesting group. But what is so amazing about them is, first of all, the power of their playing, but also the sheer beauty. I've rarely heard a quartet that's so unified in their sound and so dynamic. Their playing is nuanced, and I think they're probably the best string quartet playing out there.
Gosh, how exciting. And what a wonderful program. All the great Austrians, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, and the Mozart, the final of the three Prussian, with a very, very prominent cello part, right, for the person to whom he dedicated these.
Yes, absolutely. This is dedicated to Prince Lichnowsky, who was an amateur cellist himself, and he may have commissioned this quartet as well. And so it features a beautiful cello line.
So this is your instrument, Stephen. How do you like it?
I love it. And it's always, for me, a special moment when in string quartet writing, when the cello can sing through and then really demonstrate its golden tone.
And then moving on to Beethoven, I like the way we also go sequentially from Mozart to Beethoven to Schubert. So, you know, chronologically, it's also very neat. And with Beethoven, you know, we think of him as just this self-created composer who could just do anything. But what is interesting about the string quartets is how long he waited, really, studying Mozart, studying Haydn, to be absolutely sure.
And it's interesting because we go from Mozart's last string quartet that he wrote to Beethoven's first string quartet. Although it's Opus 18, number 3, this is really the first work that he wrote for the string quartet medium. And he had studied the works of Mozart and Haydn for a long period of time. And he knew that the string quartet was this medium that was very, very important to him as a composer. And so he waited and waited until the right moment to dive into writing for the quartet.
What is so intriguing and perhaps even a little bit sad about Schubert is that although he wrote so exquisitely for the voice, as we know from his Lieder, he never really had much success with theatre work, much as he wanted to. And so it's wonderful in a way that his theatre work has a way to live in some of his other works, which is the case with the Rosamunde Quartet.
That's absolutely correct. And he wrote this at a time in his life where he was absolutely despondent. He was very ill with the final stages of syphilis. It was too painful for him to play the piano or even sing. And he was mostly devastated emotionally about the absolute failure of his Rosamunde opera. And it would probably amuse him a little bit, or maybe upset him, that there's just a brief quote from the Rosamunde that you find in the string quartet, and it's taken the name, the Rosamunde, in later editions.
It's such a wonderful program. Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, with a very, very exciting quartet, the Belcher Quartet, performing at Schreiber Hall, and that is this Sunday evening at 5:30. For more information, the web address is schreiberconcerts.org. I've been speaking to the series president, Stephen Jacobson. Always a pleasure, Stephen. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Judith. It was great to be with you.